Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thank you so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to jump over into James chapter 3 and start in verse 2. And here's what the text says. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. Yikes! This whole concept of guarding the tongue. I get in so much trouble preaching because at times I'll throw a word out there with an intent but may not have all the context, and somebody can just get completely bent out of shape about it, and then I'm walking backwards sometimes, and it can just cause so much headache. But listen what the scripture says in James 3:2. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and also, watch this, control ourselves. Okay, so really, the tongue is a challenge of control. Who has control of your tongue? Verse 3 says, we can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. And in the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. Oh my stars. When I look at this, I am reminded that my tongue has great capacity to say stupid things. As a matter of fact, if you talk at all, you will inevitably say something stupid. Haven't we all proven that? I mean, I speak for a living, and I'll promise you, if I could minimize the amount of times that I've said something stupid, it would be awesome. But I don't do that well. I don't guard my tongue because I don't guard my heart. You know, when I think about what James is saying here, he's trying to give me a real understanding that the tongue is impossible to tame. James says it's humanly impossible to tame that tongue. But within that context, he shares some pretty great insight about how God can help us with this. He gives us the picture by exposing our human tendency to stumble in many things. He points to the ultimate solution which would enable us to overcome the stumbling. He controls that, or he contends that anyone who would stop stumbling in word would be a perfect person. If we could control our tongues, we might could bring our whole body under control. That's a big statement. But he says we can't do it in our humanity. But it also says that this tongue is a powerful thing, that it can create, although it may feel like a small spark, it will literally set a forest on fire. I have made that mistake. I have let my tongue get ahead of my brain, and I've let my tongue get ahead of my soul. I bet you have, where you've had a moment of anger, you've had a moment where you were really kind of self-indulgent, or you were terminally certain that you were right, or maybe somebody just simply didn't agree with you. You know, it doesn't take long on social media today to look and see how many people want to light you up if you go out there and make something controversial. I find that often the great sadness is not what somebody posts, but how somebody reacts to it in the moment with very little context. I find myself at times passing judgment, or I find myself using some type of sarcasm to get a joke, and I can, without meaning to, I can leave great wounds and great hurt because I don't control my tongue, and as a result, I don't control the rest of me. My friend, it's because when we don't surrender our tongue to the presence and the power of Christ, it will ruin us, and we will have to look back and eat those words. You know, you may never be nominated to be a Supreme Court justice, but haven't we all seen through some of those confirmation hearings we wish we hadn't said a few things? You know, if my church ran a confirmation hearing on me and they went back and looked at my early 20s and my early 30s, they might look at me and say, I think we're done with you, Pastor, because that was inappropriate. My friend, today, let the Spirit of God control your tongue, and by doing so, control the rest of you. I trust that you have had a great start to the day, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday at our worship gatherings at 9:30 or 11. We always have an 11 o'clock worship gathering in Spanish, Sugar Hill Espanol as well. You can find out everything at sugarhill.church. You can even watch live at our 9:30 or 11 gatherings at live.sugarhill.church. And please make sure that you jump over and listen to and participate with the weekday meditations. You can find that at weekdaymeditation.com on the Sugar Hill Church app, or you can subscribe on iTunes and just search for Weekday Meditation. So when you do that, you just go over to the podcast section, search the podcast. You can put Sugar Hill Church in, or you can put Weekday Meditation, and it will find you. Then you can subscribe and find one in your box every day. God bless you, friend. Have a great day. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.